This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today is Juneteenth, officially the 155th anniversary of the day enslaved people in Texas learned of their freedom after the end of the Civil War. More broadly, it's a celebration of that freedom. This is also the first year a lot of companies are giving people this day as a paid holiday. Target, Adobe, Nike, and Citigroup, to name just a couple. Decisions that were made in a hurry. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
The ice cream company Ben & Jerry started planning today's holiday about 10 days ago, says Chris Miller, head of global activism strategy. The company held a Zoom call with employees this morning to discuss Juneteenth and the company's response to the police killing of George Floyd. And then everyone got the rest of the day off.
At a time when we're not seeing each other, you know, moments like these are important.
Miller says, yeah, meetings were missed, but the work can just pick up on Monday.
So I think a moment like this actually may have a real benefit to employees and the productivity of the company by providing just a brief pause for folks.
It can be challenging to quickly organize a day off, especially when the line between work and home has gotten so blurry. Employment lawyer Deborah Weinstein says many companies would see a hit to productivity or sales if they shut down for a day. She says that's why the people getting the day off are mostly white-collar workers.
They're not the service workers and the people who are at the checkout lines at the grocery store and healthcare workers.
By giving employees a day off, companies are also inviting more accountability, says Nicholas Pierce, a professor at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management.
Now they are opening themselves to the question, next year this time, what have you done since Juneteenth 2020 to advance Black freedom besides giving people a day off?
Instead, Pierce says companies should make Juneteenth an intentional day on for discussing how to improve diversity and inclusion in the workplace. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.